The enchanted become separated, mohana or bewilderment occurs. When so bewilderment due to separation, one becomes stunned, and at that time all the bodily symptoms of transcendental ecstasy are manifested. When they are manifest, one appears inconceivably crazy. This is called transcendental madness. In this state, there is imaginative discourse, and one experiences emotions like those of a madman. The madness of Srimati Radharani was explained to Krishna by Uddhava, who said, "My dear Krishna, because of extreme feeling of separation from you, Srimati Radharani is sometimes making her bed in the groves of the forest, sometimes rebuking a bluish cloud, and sometimes wandering about in the dense darkness of the forest. Thus she has become like a crazy woman." So, so we are hearing this from Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. How Lord Chaitanya is exhibiting his transcendental madness. Transcendental, the Mahabhava qualification, Mahabhava characteristics. So Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya is in that bhava, and he is seeing Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is sitting with Subhadra, his sister, but he is not having the flute in his hand. So Lord Chaitanya is wondering to see that form of Shyamasundara, who has, who is Tribhanga, Shyamam Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham. Shyamasundara is three times bent, Tribhanga Lalita, and he has Vamsi, Venum Konantam, Aravinda Dalayataksham. So this is the form Lord Chaitanya is wishing to see. So Tribhanga Sundara Braje, Brajendra Nandan, Kaha Pavo Ei Vansa Vade Anukshan. So this desire, this hankering is growing every minute, every moment in the heart of Lord Chaitanya. See, how can I see this Tribhanga form, three times bent, or three places. So Tribhanga form with the Vamsi in his hand is very beautiful form. Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaha Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. Are those devotees who have ecstatic love to Krishna, and that love they can see Krishna, that Tribhanga form. Shyamam Yam Shyama Sundaram Achinte Guna Swarupam. That Shyama Sundara form is manifested in their heart, in that ecstatic love. So the santas, the pure devotees, can see the Krishna's very form in their heart. So that is Lord Chaitanya now, he's expressing his desire. Kaha Pabo Ei Vansa. He has this Vansa means desire. Vansa kalpataru. Right? So, Vari Anukshan, he is increasing, his desire is increasing every moment. Kaha pavo, how can I see, where can I find that form of Shyama Sundara? And he is talking all different incidents about Krishna. Just like Radhika Unmada Jaise Uddhava Darsane. Just like Radharani was talking when Uddhava came. When Uddhava came to Braj to give message of Krishna, that time Uddhava could see how Radharani was talking inconsistently. In the same way Lord Chaitanya was speaking, all different happenings about Krishna. So, Udghurna pralapate se prabhu ratri dine. The Lord Chaitanya was also expressing those Udghurna and Udghurna pralapa. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Krishna book that this Udghurna and pralapa, these are the topmost manifestation of Mahabhava. Udghurna is Udghurna, this word comes from Ghrina. That means hatred. Udghurna, this some kind of hatred. I don't like this fellow, this person. Like some kind of hatred comes in the mind. And that is all in the transcendental madness. And pralapa is talking inconsistent, sometimes favorable, sometimes unfavorable. Jalpa pratijalpa is called. Udghurna and jalpa pratijalpa, these two words are given. Srila Prabhupada mentions in Krishna book. So, Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. Although when he was leaving Vrindavan, he was promising the gopis and Mother Yashoda that he will come back just day after tomorrow. Today they are going, they will reach Mathura, and tomorrow there will be, Banur ceremony, Banur Yagya. So we will see the fun there, and then day after tomorrow we will come back. This was the promise given. But then he never came back. So he was so much entangled in the, after killing Kamsa, he became crown prince. And also it was, the Yagyopavit ceremony. And then they have to go to Gurukula, do some schooling. And the time was going like that, so, and there was, and Krishna was feeling also, Krishna was feeling so much separation from Braj. So much separation that he couldn't tolerate, he couldn't even eat or rest properly. So then he called Uddhava. Uddhava to send the message to Vrindavan. So Uddhava it is described that Uddhava is just in feature he is just like Krishna. He's so beautiful, same like. And he's a disciple of Brihaspati, very very knowledgeable, Brahmagyani. And they have very good friendship. Krishna, he's a cousin brother, Krishna and Uddhava, a very nice friendship, very good friends. But simply difference is Uddhava is not bhakti, not a bhakti follower, not a bhakta, he is a Brahmagyani. So Krishna wanted to make some trick to convert him as a devotee, by showing him the love of gopis, love of Brajavasis. So Krishna wrote a letter and he went to Braj. He got there in the evening, and whole night he had time to speak to Ananda Maharaj and Yashoda. In the morning, when they got to see this very, very aristocratic chariot is standing in front of Ananda Maharaj, so all the gopis, they inquired, who is that? Whose chariot is that? They came to Ananda Maharaj, and they found out that Uddhava has the message from Krishna. Uddhava brought the letter from Krishna for everybody. So everybody come and they inquire, what did he write to me? Everybody's inquiring. And then he wrote the letter, he read it out, and the gopis found that there was nothing very important. And those words are coming from Uddhava, and Uddhava said, Gopis, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is pervaded all over, and he is in everyone's heart, within everyone's heart, and all these things. God is impersonal. he has no legs, no hands, no eyes, no mouth. And this was not very satisfying to the gopis. So gopis are giving their expressions. What is the use of such a god? We simply want to see our beloved Krishna. We have only business with him. We have nothing to do with this no mouth, no legs, no hands god. What can he do? If you're saying Krishna has no legs, no hands, no mouth, no ears, how he could entertain us? He was going to the pasture ground. He was with the cows, and if he didn't have legs, how he would dance and entertain us? If he didn't have hands, how he could steal the butter and eat? Your philosophy is completely useless. We have nothing to do with that. We simply want to see Krishna. And then gopis, got together. They have their own mandali. There are not few of them. There are so many of them. So they get together and they talk by themselves about Krishna, how they are feeling about Krishna. Some of them are talking about their dreams. Some of them have seen Krishna in their dreams. Some say, I had a dream, Krishna came. When I went to the river Yamuna to get water, he helped me lift my water pot. And then I looked around to see him again, and he disappeared. Then I woke up. And some other says, I had a dream, Krishna came. I was going to milk the cow, and he, loosed the calf before I went there. And then I wanted to catch him, and I woke up. Something like that. And everybody has some kind of dreams. Everybody talking about Krishna. Krishna's mischievous behavior, activities, and everything. And so many of them are talking. Uddhava on the side, he's watching, he's hearing all this. How much love they have for Krishna. So gopis, all of the gopis, they tell their stories about how it's happening. They had a dream this night or last night or previous night. They've been talking. So then one gopi asked Radharani. Radharani is in the middle, in the center. Radhe, we have been talking about Krishna. We have been telling these stories, how Krishna appears in our dreams. What about you? Don't you have any story? don't you have any dream? When Krishna comes and, does something? So Radharani's expression. Svapne pasyanti yakantam Dhanyasta gopi sakiyosita asmakam tugate kante gata nidra api vairini. Radharani said, you are so blessed, you are so wonderful. At least you see Krishna in your dream. But I am so unfortunate, gopis. I am so useless. That since Krishna left, that my co-wife, that my eternal enemy, the sleep, also went with him. So see, that means since Krishna left, I cannot sleep. That sleep doesn't come to me. If I don't sleep, how can I have a dream? Therefore, O gopis, you are so wonderful, you are so blessed. But I am useless. So in that situation, Uddhava is watching the soul. Now at that time, a bumblebee comes and Radharani starts talking to the bumblebee, you know, rebuking, taking a bumblebee as a messenger of Krishna. You know, bumblebee is coming from Krishna, getting a message. And he, you know, the bumblebee, as if he wants to take us to Krishna, you know, because we are feeling separation. So Radharani is talking to bumblebee. And at that, she's saying that, I understand, Bumblebee, you are the servant of Krishna, and Krishna is so much a cheater. He's a cheater. Yeah. Few days he was in Vrindavan, and he has established love with us, and he gave so much hope, and suddenly he left. He's so cheater. And I know you also the same. Your master is cheater, and you must be the same. I don't care. You go away. You know, he's just such a rascal. He left us for nothing. And he talks about Krishna's previous lifetimes. How he was a son of Kshatriya in the previous life. We heard this from Purnamasi, our grandmother. That he was known as Ramachandra, and then at that life we heard that the one woman came. I mean, he was married to Sita, and he loved her so much. But then one time there was another woman came, and she was so attracted to him, she wanted to marry him. But you know, being Kshatriya, he should be marrying another one too to satisfy her. Instead of doing that, he transfer her into an ugly woman, cutting her nose and ears. Such a cheater. Not only that, later on, he made a friendship with another monkey, and then he killed his brother, Bali, just as a hunter. You know, hunter goes for hunting, and he finds a secure place behind a bush, and he kills his prey from behind. Like that, the Lord Ram killed Bali, not going in front of him, just hiding from the tree. That's kind of cheater he is. And not only that, even previously, when he came as a Brahman, and we all heard this story from our grandmother. He came as a Brahman, and he took everything from Bali Maharaj. Even after taking everything, he arrested Bali Maharaj and he threw him in the Patal. What message you are bringing, Bumblebee? We know more than you. We know everything about Krishna. What are you talking? So Radharani was talking all this, in madness, rebuking Krishna. You know, he was a completely useless fellow, cheater. At that time, suddenly, Bumblebee disappears. And Radharani said, Oh, so it's so bad. He must be going back to Krishna and telling all this, what I have spoken. And he must be feeling sorry about. And a few minutes again comes, the bumblebee comes back, and Radharani, so nice. Krishna is so kind that he sent you back again. But please, don't reveal this, my thoughts to him, otherwise he will feel very bad. It's very nice. And then she now she asked some, you know, this favorable question now. She's talking. Apivata madhupuryam arya putro dhunaste smarati sapitri gehan shomya bandhun sa gopan kvachidapi sa kathana kinkarinam grinite bhujamaguru shugandhyam murnyadhasyat kadanu. This is the last talk during that series of talk Radharani was revealing to Bumblebee. So finally she is asking how he is doing, how is our lover Krishna in Madhupuri, in Mathura. How he is doing, how he is doing his affairs and ruling the country. Smarati sa pitrigya, is he remembering? Does he remember any time about his parents here, foster parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda? And Soumya Bandhun sa Gopan and his nice friends, coward boys, does he ever remember? Kvachidapi sa kathanah kinkarinam yunite, does he ever mention about us? Our Dash Kinkari, we are servants of him. Does he ever mention? And does he talking about coming here any time? She's inquiring so carefully right now after talking all this madness. Bhujamaguru Sugandhyam Murnidhasa. When would he come and place his fragrant hand upon our head? So in this way, the madness is in the topmost manifestation of love that is called Mahabhava is expressed here as udghurna pralapa taise prabhu ratri dine. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking the same way about Krishna, or he is remembering these pastimes how Radharani was feeling in separation to Krishna day and night. So I will stop here because I didn't prepare so much. I was given last minute notice. So I just presented a couple of sloka in that relation. If you have any question, please forgive me for not bringing up the proper subject matter. Any question, please? Which one? From Chaitanya Charitamrita? Verse is 87. Radhika unmad jaise prabhu Radhika unmad jaise uddhava darshane udghurna pralabataise prabhu ratri dine. Just as Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently with the bumblebee in the presence of Uddhava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy talked crazily and inconsistently day and night. Thank you. Any other? चैतन्य चरितामृत की जाए, हरे कृष्ण, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए।